you and I both know that you have a wonderful rapport with many, many neighbors, ones in particular where you go over and use their internet, and I'm sure that they would do anything to help you. Young lady there with a steady hand would be glad to help. Canadians are survivors, and I'm quite sure that you would have options to be able to get that done very, very securely and relaxed, and absolutely no worries whatsoever. But that's good. It's good that she came in. And do they normally send the same nurse, Bob, or is it somebody different? Just curious about that. I was a little later than 7:45. I got up just after 7 after I listened to a short newscast and took care of the garbage detail as I do every morning when I first up, and had my muffin and orange and a glass of milk. And, I did bring Gary up, but it was more like 10 of or whatever. But who's counting on a Sunday? not much going on. I learned something last night. The game, the Rochester Red Wings and Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs game, was delayed well over 2 hours because of rain. And I did not realize that when a game starts at 9 o'clock, being in a rain delay, 9 o'clock or after, they only play 7 innings. I did not know that.
Yeah, very good. Now I know as well. If they start after 9, it drops to 7 innings. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm sure the record's doing pretty good. Well, this is the first time a nurse has ever injected it. Up until now, a doctor's always done it. But when I phoned them a short while ago, because I was going to have to get it done up north at that time, and when I phoned to say that I was going to be here and I could come to see the doctor, they said, well, that doesn't happen anymore. The province had changed it so the doctor can't do the injection, and it has to be done by a nurse. So this is the first injection by a nurse. She came to the house. She was going to come on Friday, but she had car problems. So I said, well, just come Saturday. And she said, well, what time? I said, well, what time is best for you? So we arrived at 11 o'clock. She showed up, and 15 minutes later, she was out. But I noticed when she came up, the back window of her car was open, and the head of a German Shepherd was hanging out the window. So I didn't realize her husband was in the car with her. So when she went to leave, the windows were all closed. So that man said, well, how did that happen? So the husband had just had the car running in the air conditioning to keep the dog cool and himself cool as well. So I went out and met her husband and met the dog, Louis. Louis was her name, 7 years old, very nice German Shepherd. I have this, I think the second dog we ever got, that's probably when I was about 5 or 6. Was a German Shepherd, but she ended up getting distemper, and we had to have her put down. So we had two dogs way back when, both ended up with distemper. I don't know where it came from. Of course, back in the 50s, all sorts of stuff like that happened, whatever. But anyways, I do love German Shepherds. Back to you, WB2KAO, V3MF.
V3MF, WB2KAO. First experience, I think, back in the summer of 69, and I went this week college prep course for totally blind and partially sighted incoming college freshmen at Syracuse University, and a friend of mine who I knew from the State School for the Blind in Batavia, Scott Marshall, had a German Shepherd guide dog from Leader Dog in Rochester, Michigan, and he was a nice dog, very, very, very friendly dog. I didn't get a guide dog until 1973, and Dottie and I in Yorktown Heights, New York, down Westchester County, down near Mount Kisco, White Plains, Peekskill area, outside of New York City. And I had him until April of 76. It was a rough go bringing him into the plant. He was a beautiful golden retriever. I guess my best friend that I had with him when I was laid off from Delco for most of 1974 and all of 1975. And I was in Auburn for most of 1974, and I walked from one end of Auburn to the other. I remember it was a hot summer day, and I walked down to the Hofbräu with Trump. His name was Trump. To get, I'd have a beer, and she's in my pocket. I didn't have my wallet. Oh my goodness. Oh, she says, no problem. You can settle up the next time you're in or whatever. So I walked back home, got my wallet. Well, I might as well go down this myself. I walked back down. She says, oh, you didn't have to come back so soon. I said, well, I'm here. Might as well have another one.
That's a good story, Jim. Yeah, that's very good. Very good indeed. Yeah, very good on your dog and its name. yeah, that's no further comments on that other than it's nice. Guide dogs are pretty nice. My friend Gary, that I did hear from him. He actually phoned me about a month ago. I got this phone call one night. It was about 9 o'clock, and I didn't know it was him. It was from his brother's business. And it's a tree removal business, Ingold Tree Services is the name of the company. And it calls from them, and I'm thinking, this is about 9:15 at night, and I went, and a message was left. I said, well, I'm going to go look at that tomorrow. I don't need to know what it is now. Not when I'm going to bed. And I figured it was maybe something like he had passed or something. But, oh no, it was Gary. And he was a bit on the over drinking side as usual. And so I did not turn the call to him. I don't even know how he called me, how he got on his brother's phone or something. I don't know. Really don't know. That's too bad. It is too bad. Yeah, but yesterday and today your audio is kind of broken up a bit. So your internet connection, I think there's a bit of a, I think that's happened in the past between your repeater and the internet. I think there's some kind of link or something. Anyway, I'm able to make it out, but it's not what it usually has been. I'm not going to hang around more than probably about 20 to 9, which is 20 minutes from now. I'm going to hop on the car to the flea market over the other side of Cambridge, on the west side of Cambridge, and I'm going to go to that flea market, and I'll end up seeing Ken, E3KCY, and a bunch of other hams that you know of. I think Richard's going to be there, and I think Kevin is going to be there, VA3RCA, and who else would you, a bunch of people that you know, Paul, PDC, yeah, Paul will be there, so there'll be a bunch of people for me to see. They're going for lunch at a pretty nice restaurant in Kitchener, which is only about 15 minutes away from me, but I won't be going there. I'll be coming home, have a bit to eat, and then I'll be going down to my son's in Woodstock this afternoon. That's my plan as it is at the moment, Tim. WB2KAO, be sure.
WB2KAO. Yeah, I'm sorry about the packet loss. Yeah, the note is that my friend Timmy's KC2PUD. It's a Motorola CDM1250 on the repeater, and a Raspberry Pi running ham VoIP, but he's had packet loss difficulties. I don't hear it coming from you at all, but it's the outgoing to you that is the problem. I don't think it really affects his various things that he uses. He's not really home that much. If it was affecting his cameras and things like that, I'm sure he would be more persuasive with Frontier to fix what's happening. But he went from Spectrum, which was cable internet, to Frontier Fiber, which is fiber to the house. And sometimes it's real smooth, and sometimes it's not. And my hands are tied. If there is anything I can do about it, he's kind enough and been kind enough for many years to host the node, and so the way it is. Have a good time at that flea market. Say hello to all of our friends, and that's great. I wish I could be there. If I could drive a car, I would be there. Trust me, I would come. But I don't think I will see a fully autonomous car that a blind man can come in, can get in and go anywhere he wants, I don't believe that I'll see that in my lifetime. Somebody will, but I don't think it'll be me. Back to you, WB2KAO. But trust me, if I could get in the car and drive there, I would be there with you today.
Yeah, very good, Tim. WB2KAO, be sure. Oh, I know, Tim. I've come to know you very, very, very well over the time we've known each other. And hopefully you know me equally as well. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's an interesting weather we're having. Of course, we're into something like weather right now because it's going to be up to about 86 degrees today and the humidity's starting to climb. So it's, and I'm sure glad I got this heat pump installed the end of April there. It really works well. I can't remember what my air conditioning used to work right, because it's been gone for a long time. But this I think it's mainly the thermostat I have. It's a much more, I guess the true word would be smarter thermostat. It just works so much nicer for some reason. I don't know. It is what it is, I guess, but I do appreciate it keeping the house what it is. And actually, I had it turned off last night. I just thought, well, I'll give my electrical bill a break and shut it off. Which was fine. The house cooled down to, the house cooled down to 24, even though it's cooler outside, but let's face it, a house takes a long time to cool down and warm up, so. Anyways, yeah, that's it. I got my breakfast all done. If I don't hear from Mick, I'll text him when I'll probably leave here in about 5 or 6 minutes and head upstairs and get all dressed and finished. I'm all dressed and ready to go, but do whatever I need to do, get a water bottle and stuff like that, and hop in the car, and it only takes me about 15 minutes or so to get over to the flea market. Pretty close to him. I'm very lucky in that regard. So thank you so much for the shout. I guess the Vegas beat Carolina last night in the game. They were actually up 4-5-0, was it? It was 4-5-0. And I guess the end result, I didn't watch the whole game. I went to bed at the end of the second. So the final result, I think, was 5-4. And Marner, they used to play in Toronto. That's the only reason I watched the game is Marner. Marner got a true hat trick. Three goals in a row, not interrupted by anybody else scoring. He got three goals in a row, and I got to see two of them. I was bouncing back and forth with a replay of the Jays game that I didn't see. So I'm so happy for Marner, but I wish Toronto had done their best to keep him and not keep other people. But it'd be what you be. WB2KO, we see him.
WB2KO. The Golden Knights have the Hurricanes on the ropes. They're up 3-0. I don't think that really surprises me that much. We'll see. But, they beat the game. I thank you for that. I didn't even think to check that. I lost interest in the were eliminated by the Canadiens. Of course, I'm very, very proud of them. 15 years since they made the playoffs and went to 7 games. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And they hold their heads high, and they competed, and they played their hearts out. But once they were eliminated, I really haven't watched. Cheryl and I were watching the Sabres series, you know, the first series, and then when they played Montreal and whatever. So she doesn't normally watch hockey. We did watch some of the Olympic hockey games, the gold medal game in particular, and she really enjoyed it, and we enjoyed watching it together. So I will let you go. Have a wonderful time. Hamfest has been a social event for me for many, many years. We have our Rochester Amateur Radio Association Hamfest here on June 20th. I would imagine you'll be at the cottage by then, and then another Hamfest on August 29th out east of Rochester. Those are the two Hamfests that I'll definitely be attending this season. So take care. Say hello to everybody for me, and all the best. If you had fun, then you won. V3MF, WB2KAO, da 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 da.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Just to let you know that Carolina did win one game. Vegas is not up 3-0. They're up 2-1. 2-1. Let me see. They played 3 games. That's right. They played 2 in Carolina. Carolina won the second one. Vegas won the first. They came back to Vegas, tied at 1, and now they're up 2-1. So I guess that was Saturday night. Monday night will be the fourth game. I think that's probably that is a very important game. You either tie the game, you either tie it at 2-2, or you go down 3-1. So that would be one game to watch for sure. And that's Monday night, so I don't think I'm going to be doing anything but watching a hockey game, I guess. I'm sure something else will come up. 7-3-10, you take care. All the best.
All the best. 7-3. 7 by in South Wales, NY.
And thank you for the correction, Bob. 2-1. Okay. So it's a series. It's the way it should be. If these are the two best teams, then it needs to go, 6 or 7 games. I'll let you disconnect.
And the last question. Wasn't Cheryl's sister from out west, somebody was coming with her husband, and I can't remember where they were. I don't think where they were from, Messina. Where were they from? And I think they've been in, is that correct?
Her youngest sister, she's found her complete biological family. Her youngest sister from Seattle, she's very close, become very, very close with Gail. She came this past Tuesday, and she's here until Tuesday. She took the red eye coming here, and she's taking the red eye going back. Rochester, Detroit, Seattle. She'll leave here on Tuesday about 5:30 or so. But they are having a wonderful time. She's here by herself. It's just Cheryl and Gail and I, and they've been having a wonderful time, and we always love when she comes over.
Oh, very good, very good. I remember some, but I didn't remember all, and I couldn't remember the time frame. So, yeah, that's it. Very good, very good. So, take care. Give Cheryl give everybody a hug for me. I'm not going to hold back. Whoever's around is going to get a hug, whether they appreciate it or not. 7-3, be 3 of them.
That's right. You're all in, Bob. B2KAO. See you later. KB2UWD, WB2KAO. Did you have a good time yesterday?
Oh yeah, I had a great time. I was actually on all five of the stations we had. I spent the most time as W2PE, which is the club call that we were using for the Little Rock. Made a ton of contacts on 40 meters throughout the afternoon. They have a very nice Yaesu. Then switched over to with the original antenna from the ship, believe it or not. Then switched over to a nice Kenwood that they had, and on the other side of the room, and after dinner got on 20 meters and had one of the biggest pileups I've ever heard. I'm sure there were stations that tried to jump in and just couldn't. It was like, basically, I was like, by the time I didn't have to call QRZ in between, it was literally, I'd say 7-3 to one operator, and somebody else would just pipe right up their call sign because they're just trying to get in. It was pretty wild.
And the goal, when you're running a pile up, the goal is to get something every time. To get a partial call, a full call, to get something every single time. And what was the call you were using? W2 Papa Tango?
W2 Papa Echo, which is the Ronnie club call. Then they also had Whiskey 2 Sierra for the Sullivan, Whiskey 2 Charlie for the Croaker, and Whiskey 2 Bravo for the Boston. So I ended up making contact also with most of those ships, surprisingly, on 20 meters, even though those stations were all very close to each other. I know I made a couple contacts on 20 meters with the surroundings, because everybody was trying to work 20 or 40, because that was what was open that day. But yeah, I was trying to get that, and if I really couldn't get anything, I'm like, okay, anybody ship? All right, anybody call, last letter of your call sign, alpha through bike, something to try to thin out, and then just work my way through. A lot of Kentucky stations, a whole lot of Kentucky stations. I guess Kentucky Huso party was at least yesterday, and maybe this weekend as well.
Yeah, very Well, it sounds like you had a real good time. It's wonderful. Okay, I'm gonna get going here and get a shower and whatever. TD2UWD.
7-3s, have a good evening. I might catch you on the Rock City Net, depends on if I'm feeling like I want to sit outside tonight or not. This is KD2UWD, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, 7-3, and Lynn, N2IZX, will be in net control tonight at 7:30 on 5-11.
USL, 7-3.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.